The tech industry is known for its innovation and progressive solutions to modern-day problems. But one issue that it hasn't been able to solve is the lack of diversity in the industry. One program trying to change that is Inner City STARS, or IC STARS, a program that got its start in Chicago but has a local team here in Milwaukee. Angelina Mosier-Salazar brings us the story.
We've done some good stuff so far. Let's test it. How do I test it?
This is an IC STARS coding class in downtown Milwaukee. But this isn't your typical coding class. When you look around the room, it is full of people of color. And what you're hearing is actually an attempt to address one of the biggest problems in tech, one that plagues the tech industry from major institutions in Silicon Valley to the smallest startups, the problem of diversity, or I should say, lack thereof.
Lack of diversity is an enormous problem in the tech industry, and because tech now is part of every business, it means that it is a problem throughout the country.
This is Frida Kapoor Klein. She's a partner at Kapoor Capital, a venture capital firm in Silicon Valley, and she also heads the Kapoor Center for Social Impact. And she says that lack of diversity is a problem across the board for tech companies, but it is especially problematic when we look at tech talent. People who write the code, design the software that drive these tech companies, like engineers.
Engineering talent is less diverse than all the other kinds of talent in tech companies. So for instance, the finance department, the marketing department, the people ops or human resources department, all of those functions that exist in all businesses, those have a little bit better diversity numbers than just the engineering talent.
IC STARS is trying to change that by taking people from underrepresented backgrounds and teaching them to code, like Onum Boy. Onum is new to Milwaukee. She arrived here from Nigeria 8 months ago, and she says when she started at IC STARS, she was a novice in the coding world.
When I started, I could not build an app, but right now I'm working on my application. So on my project, I'm using HTML, I'm using CSS, I'm using SQL, and I'm using C Sharp.
All those coding languages that Onum listed, she learned at IC STARS in 16 weeks, and she's proud of what she's been able to accomplish.
I feel great. I feel good because right now I can go for any interview and I'm sure I can do better. I can do very well.
But it takes a lot of work to get to that point. The highly selective paid internship starts at 8 a.m. and goes for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. There are also specific benchmarks that interns have to meet, like being able to build a database by week three.
It was not an easy program, I won't lie to you, because coming every day, like spending 12 hours here coding, it was not really easy for me.
The fast-paced program inevitably means many interns don't make it. For this current cohort, out of the 20 who got in, only 11 will graduate, which makes Onum Boy even more proud to be one of the few who are completing the program. Tomorrow is graduation day, where she and 10 others walk across the stage to accept certificates of completion. She has one hope for her big day.
I hope I won't cry on that day. Yeah.
But is graduation the ultimate goal? Onum says no.
We're doing it for the money. We're doing it for the passion and for the money. So I need to get a real job where they will pay me very good. So we're doing it for the money.
Graduates of the program have gone on to become application analysts, systems engineers, web developers. But to get a better sense of what could lie ahead for Onum, I talked to a former intern, Carlos Vasquez. Join us tomorrow when Vasquez tells us about what it's like trying to find a tech job in Milwaukee. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.